This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Yes, we're coming up. We'll spin 10 songs that bands always play in concert. First time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
Coming from our question, what's the most ridiculous customer interaction that you've either had or experienced? Guys, years ago, while I was managing a Red Robin, I had a mom come in with her daughter in a large bowl for her to puke in because she was sick. Then had to stop the mom as she was walking out while she poured her margarita in the sippy cup to drive home with her toddler daughter.
Jesus.
Guys, I've been in customer service essentially 10 years. Auto maintenance, not Jiffy Lube, but a major competitor. I have many memories of horrible situations, but this one sticks out in my mind. Lady comes in to get her car serviced. By the end of it, she was making a scene in the office, cursing and flailing her arms in front of other people. I had to tell her to leave. Apparently, an employee said something about a model of the car that she didn't appreciate. So she went off the deep end. A little after that, a complaint was filed with a Better Business Bureau that my employees and I stole her jewelry and harassed her while we serviced her car. I have a lot of other crazy ones, but that one just rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Well, I love you guys. That's from B-Money. Guys, I worked at a Taco Time, three different locations for a total of 5 years. I've had change thrown back at me through the window. Soft tacos thrown in my face. I've kicked people out for doing heroin in the bathroom. Walked into people having sex in the bathroom. Had to call the cops.
It is called Taco Time.
Being verbally abusive to his wife. But I think the thing that probably sticks with me the most is having to kick out an unassumingly homeless man drinking Hennessy straight from the bottle in the middle of the dining room and using our ketchup packets as a chaser.
Oh!
I kind of felt bad for the guy. But,
wow.
Yeah, that from Shannon.
That's cool. I love that one.
Hennessy
just sitting
ketchup
in the middle there, sipping Henny, and then chasing it with ketchup.
Yeah.
Highly illegal, but...
Right. But fun.
Guys, I think the most ridiculous interactions come from the return desk and the stories they would tell you. I've seen people come in the day after a holiday with just the ham bone, saying it tasted like it was rotten, so they threw away the meat looking for a return. They got it, by the way.
Man.
It was a Costco. Another Costco member came in with a remainder of a large catered sandwich ordered looking for a refund, which we can't resell. And when she saw us throwing the perfectly good food in the trash, she asked if we could just donate the food instead. We can't legally do that, but let her know that she could if she didn't want a refund. She got the refund. I think the worst was when a member brought back a hot tub that was purchased 8 years prior with damage to the side panel and cracked internal plumbing. We refunded him about 70% of the original price, which he took. That member was my father, who drained the hot tub during the winter and ice cracked the pipes. Most of the exterior damage happened when he loaded it in the back of his truck. Keep on rocking, guys. That from B-Dub.
Glad you're here, Dad.
Yeah, that's just a very good return policy.
Son, talk to your manager.
One more from the question, guys. Working the graveyard shift at a Crystals in Florida. Crystals like a White Castle.
In Florida.
Yeah, one night someone forgot to lock the door that night, and a man came in with no arms and no pants. I freaked out and hid behind the counter. He started asking to use the bathroom.
Wait. He had no arms and no pants?
And no pants. My manager came out from the kitchen and chased the man off as he did. I saw the man wasn't really armless. He just had his arms tucked into his shirt because it was winter and he was cold. I felt bad for him. He must have been robbed. But damn, he scared the crap out of me.
Florida.
That from the lovely Athena. As we move on to the birthdays, guys, today is Booger's birthday. He'd be happier than our pigs and their wallow that I didn't forget to ask you guys to sing him the birthday song. He's got a quick wit and sense of humor and can bring a smile to anyone's face. So could he get a Suck It Up cupcake and a celebratory You Like That for his video game victories? Love you, Booger. Thanks, fellas.
So suck it up, cupcake!
You like that! You like that!
Okay, what else we got here? Birthday shout out to Jeff, a.k.a. Hefe. Had the displeasure of working with this piece of human trash for 4 long years. Thank God that's over. He's probably shoving air-fried chicken wings into his gullet right now, dreaming about being back in the Navy. Anyway, let's give me your penis is too small, followed by the dirty Germans talking about him being a seaman. Thanks, fellas. That from Wes.
Yeah, I always appreciate anyone who chooses to call themselves a seaman. It also explains why you wear white.
Yeah, so his voice always so clean. I do miss the days, though, when they had the cute little bell bottoms.
Yeah, little blue handkerchief around the neck.
The Cracker Jack uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They would show up in their ships. So we see them as the motherland. We'd be like, here they come.
Yeah, we'd bend over and be like, come to safe harbor.
Gentlemen,
don't worry, it was here, there's never a red tide.
Oh, God. Gentlemen, today is my brother Mark's 40th trip around the orb. Can he get a big old Leroy Jenkins, a Wendy Williams concerto for solo trumpet, and Coach Ted giving advice on the best way to be a Timbers fan after 40? Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Dave.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Timbers fan after 40. Well, that one's pretty simple. It's a lot like when you're a fan in your 20s and 30s. You just get used to being second fiddle. And I don't even know what goes on down there. It's a cute little town you got. A couple restaurants, some strip clubs, good steaks, but...
He actually means that.
Yeah, I do. But yeah, don't be a Timbers fan. You're 40 now. Be an adult. Choose a club that wins, has history, and the best tifo.
Guys, it's my 42nd trip around the earth today. Can I get a caw, an angry bagel guy, and the dirty, dirty Germans telling me what to look forward to now that I'm 40 years old? Thanks, guys. That from Will in Draper, Utah.
Shut your mouth!
Yeah, what you'll expect for your 40th birthday has never happened in the state of Utah. I can promise you that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm expecting some root beers.
I'll supply the root.
Yeah. I'll supply the non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, low percentage alcohol. But here's the good news. I don't have to be drunk to be freaky.
Yeah, I guess pass the mayonnaise.
Guys, big 50th
What's
birthday.
What's a stereotypical Utah food?
A Utah food?
A casserole? I don't know.
Because you always hear about, you know, I'm lower sure. beer.
Are you saying it's a mole?
Well, right, at that one place, the Red Iguana. But I'm just saying, like, right, we always kind of give them a hard time about the lower beer.
You
can
say food, right?
Yeah.
Even what kind of even style of food do you think they have, right? So even if you say Texas, you just say barbecue. But
I don't know.
That's what I mean.
I don't know the standard dish. Honestly,
did you see anything there, Mike? I mean, is there anything about Utah cuisine?
It says these 15 iconic foods in Utah. They got the Utah scones, Bear Lake raspberries, Fernwood mint sandwiches, Utah tomatoes, pastrami burgers, ice cream shakes, green jello, Utah corn.
Green jello.
Green jello.
They're going to own that.
There it is. Green jello.
Green jello. Right, we've heard enough. Green jello. We'll go there for the green jello.
Yeah, good right. for sexy time. Yeah.
Guys, big 50th birthday. Shout out to my dear friend Toby, pronounced butt torture. Please give an owl hitting the window and Mickey and Goofy telling him how he should celebrate his birthday properly. That from the lone hippie.
Well, gosh, that's easy. Come on down to the happiest place in the world and you show us how you live up to your nickname of butt torture.
You know, down here, generally, we don't like butt touchers. Unless it's old Goofy over there. But you come on down, and we'll take you out in the town of Orlando. Show you what a real butt touching sesh gets in.
I'll touch your butt.
Scones look good.
Those scones do look good. The Utah scones look very good. The raspberries are raspberries. Yeah. Keep going.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Right,
the pastrami burger looks decent.
Not too bad. I got milkshake.
Green jello.
Green jello.
Okay. That is a horrible shade of green.
And finally on the birthdays, dear Men's Room, I commute over 2.5 hours per day, and your podcast on the Odyssey app make it feel so much shorter, so many laugh to the point of tears moments, especially the recent dick fart stuff. Been there, done that. Kind of missed it when it ended as well, thrill. No one else near me would ever send this in, so here we go. It's the end of my 60th trip around the fiery orb. I can no longer deny that I'm old. As I head into the scariest decade of my life, it would be so great to hear an Obama drop the beat, leading into a fish sandwich mashup with some Wendy Williams farts. Thank you guys for all the great laughs so far and the ones to come. That from Steve.
Drop the beat.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Don't you know I got
I have a
right
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. Yeah.
At noon
and at night.
Buy you a fish sandwich.
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm. Schweinefleisch.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Ryan Castle in the house. Live from his home basement dungeon-type studio. How you been, man?
I'm good. I just got off of another call where I went out and paced around in my backyard. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. Making everybody dizzy.
Yeah.
How did your whirlwind weekend go with the better half on her birthday?
Oh, you know, it was just crazy.
Was it crazy?
Yeah.
Did you get her anything?
She likes to do so much stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so many options right now, so we just did all the things.
Wow, that sounds nice. Like a great time.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah. I mean, there was takeout involved.
I just imagine you check so many things off the bucket list.
Oh, boy. And what a list it is.
Right.
Let me tell you.
We've all been to this place. You go see your favorite band, and they kill it. You know what I mean? It's an amazing show, or maybe it's just an okay show. But you go see the band, and the one song that you want to hear is the song, typically, for whatever reason, that night they do not play.
Right, because if you love the band, it's probably not one of the singles.
Right, and that's where the disconnect is. So you've got, if you're a big, big fan of the band, you're going to like something off of the album that maybe was never a single and you don't hear all the time. But a lot of people, when they go, like if you go see Guns N' Roses, for example, you're going to be really disappointed if they don't play Sweet Child of Mine. You know, you may not necessarily be there for Night Train.
But don't worry, they're going to play Sweet Child of Mine.
So you've been to those shows where, I mean, I've seen Pearl Jam where they didn't do like a live, and that was fine with me. But, you know, some people were there like, how are you not going to do a live, bro?
Right. Well, I would have been one of those people.
They've got 55 other songs that they can play, and you know all those.
Right.
Two. So, but
right.
Today, what we have is the bands themselves and the song that they tend to play the most live. So
right.
When they do have a concert, this is a guarantee. I mean, like, Neil Diamond's not going to go out and not play Sweet Caroline.
He can't. He'd be murdered.
He would be. So right. so these bands play these songs, or this particular song, more than any other song in their catalog.
Okay. All right.
So you take these bands and you take their set list of every show they ever played. This is the number one song that they always play.
Okay, so what is the first band we're dealing with here?
So these are going to go in alphabetical order, and we're starting at L for Linkin Park at number 10.
Linkin Park. Who do we think Linkin Park is? Linkin Park? Crawling, maybe?
Yeah.
You're going to want to assume it's something older, right? It's going to be something off that first album.
Okay. So the band is Linkin Park.
I mean, Crawling is what I was going to say, but that wasn't like the first hit off that album, was it? This is tougher than I thought.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
10, number 10. I tried so hard.
Sorry, Miles, we got second place.
Yeah. That's
so
a song about...
Once Got Closer was the first big song off of the album. That was the breakthrough song for Linkin Park. But the big hit off of that album, which came a little bit later, was In the End.
Right.
And they played it at every
Castle,
show.
Have you thought about playing this on our station? I think people would like it.
Linkin Park?
Yeah.
No, people don't like that.
That's band. A song about no-go relations. A lot of people thought it was about other things. But okay, so who is our next band? We'll see if we can guess their most popular song.
The next band is one of Thrill's favorite bands of all time, Kiss.
Kiss.
Rock and roll all night.
It's got to be rock and roll all
zero
night.
I mean, it's a safe bet.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Number 9.
Yeah. Look, I actually hate this song. I really do. I hate this song, but the good news about it is, if you go to a Kiss concert, you don't have to stay for it because it's the last song they
always
play. They're never going to play it before the final frickin' song of the night, and that's when I know it's time to go.
I don't think they've ever not played this song
since
they
released it, right? Hey, everybody. All right, Seattle, ever. We didn't forget about you in concrete.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know that's true.
Uh-huh.
Anybody from Mount Vernon in the house tonight?
All right, who's our
how about all those crazy people from Granite Falls?
Who's our next band?
You know, they're the ones that are on methamphetamines.
Yeah. Woo.
All right. Next up, speaking of meth, is Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Oh. Bow it's a bow?
Yeah, bow to the bow to bang bang a biggie biggie bang bang bang. Got it.
8, number 8.
And I've heard Ted sing this song with, again, the headliner New Originals.
I think Ted had pneumonia that day.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Wait,
I practiced
you didn't
it.
Sing it?
No, I had pneumonia. Somebody else sang it and butchered it.
Oh, yeah, butchered it.
That was the worst New Originals show ever. We didn't play for like 2 years after that.
Oh, so I remember like, that show.
I had to take a hiatus. You guys got in a big fight. I remember that.
Castle, I'm glad you remembered that.
Like, Showbox Soto.
I just remember doing the practice and Ted because you'd scream, "My name is Ted Smith."
Yeah, and then literally I got pneumonia the week of that show.
My name is Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Dude couldn't get 3 words out without going.
Okay, these are 10 songs that rock bands play live the most.
I should probably tell you the number of times these bands played these songs, too. So Linkin Park, 747 times on In the End. Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night. You ready for this? 2,213 times. And then 372 for Bow Wada Bow.
Okay, who's our next band?
The next band is Guns N' Roses, who we all saw just the other night at T-Mobile Park.
Wow. Yeah, what a great show.
Unbelievable. They opened up for, the New Originals. What?
I'm going to guess Welcome to the Jungle. I mean, it's just too...
I'm going Sweet Child of Mine. Yep. Yep.
How do you Welcome to the Jungle?
Come on, Jungle. Jungle. Yeah! They even add the monkey sound effects live.
Isn't it strange, Ryan Castle, that this edgy rock and roll band from L.A., they take a weekend to come up to Seattle and they write Welcome to the Jungle because they thought Seattle was such an asshole? can you believe that?
They wrote Paradise City on their way home from Seattle.
Oh, I see. How many times did they end up playing that?
921 times.
921.
I can listen to it that many times in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, what's any college football game you go to, you hear that in the tailgate thousands of times.
And at kickoffs.
What's up next?
Next is Green Day.
Green Day.
Oh, Dookie.
Dookie?
Dookie is an album.
Yeah,
damn
say,
it.
Sing the chorus. What song is it?
I'm going to go Time of Your Life.
Oh, that's strong.
Just because it's a popular song.
That band had been around for almost a decade by the time Time of Your Life came out.
All right, 10 songs a rock bands play live the most. Green Day.
Number 6.
Yeah, so Mummy, surprisingly, is the number one song. I would have thought it would be Basket Case, which was their first big hit. 926 times they played Longview.
That is about masturbation, right? Bite my lip and close my eyes.
It is for me.
Take LA to Paradise? Okay, just making sure.
Do you bite your lip and close your eyes?
What's our next band?
Foo Fighters.
Ooh. Everlong?
Everlong?
I'm guessing Everlong. Everlong? Everybody Everlong? Everlong?
Number 5.
You gotta play Everlong. That's 1,044 times by the way.
1,044.
But I, honest to God, I feel like Foo Fighters is one of those bands, in my opinion, They're so good that if they did not play this song, if you've never been to Foo Fighters, you've never seen high energy like Dave Grohl, right? Mm-hmm. If they didn't play the song, I wouldn't care.
Also, they're one of the few bands on this list so far that has like two or three versions of that song. Sometimes it's an acoustic thing. And
Also, it's Foo Fighters. So just the show is just hit after hit after hit.
It really
is. You're
going
to know every single song. It's not going to matter. It's not going to be like, I don't know what this is, unless they do like a Jerry Rafferty cover that you've never heard before.
Well, people know Baker Street, buddy. 10 songs that rock bands play live the most. Who is the next band, Ryan?
Def Leppard.
Ooh, my gleaming rock of ages.
All right, no, wait. It's possible that it should be from Pyro. Oh,
it's Photograph.
Headed for it, not with the Heartbreak song.
Oh, no, I bet it's my Photograph guess. Based
heartbreak,
on age.
Heartbreak.
Ted?
You
want some sugar on you?
Pour some sugar on
you
me.
You want to take the sugar?
That's right.
I'll take the sugar.
I'm going to take the Photograph. You take the sugar.
I'm taking the Heartbreak.
All right, here we go.
Again, you got to remember, before There's Some Sugar on Me, when Hysteria came out, that band had been around for 10 years-ish at that point.
How many times
I always forget.
How many times has
Rock of Ages, ready for this? 1,949 times.
How many times have they played it with a two-armed drummer? Because he had two arms.
49 times.
Right, yes, exactly.
He had two arms when they recorded it.
These are the bands, the rock bands that play the live song the most. We've made it to number three. Who's our next artist there?
Alice Cooper,
School's Out.
Either No More Mr. Nice Guy, 18, or...
I'm saying No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Teddy,
no More
Mr. Nice Guy. Only Women Bleed, or are you going to go... No?
That's the name of a song. Okay. Right. He's not setting you up. All right. Four, kids, school might be out forever.
Completely.
This song's really dated.
Well, this is like, what, 1974, 75? So how many times is this in the thousands?
Yeah, consider how long Alice Cooper has been playing this song and the fact that I don't know that there was ever a hiatus in Alice Cooper's career. Dude has just been on tour forever. So not only is this his number one song, this is the number one song on the list at 2,784 times.
Jeez, a whiz. 10 songs that rock bands play live the most. Who's the next?
Next is also an Alice in Chains.
It's got to be Man in the Box. Or is it Rooster?
Man in the Box, older.
Right. Facelift came out first. I'm going to go Man in the Box.
I'm Man in the Box.
Yeah.
Man in the Box.
Count me in.
Number two.
Rooster's got to be number two.
You would think.
Well, 793 times here, and if you come see the new originals play it, Stephen Thrill-Hill plays half the drum set.
Yes.
His entire
band. Unbelievable.
It happened once. We supposed to be... By the way, Cass, I'll show my kids that video over the weekend of me crashing through the drum set by accident. They thought that was the funniest goddamn thing they'd seen.
Because it was. Yeah.
It really was.
No, it was great. It was great. And, you know, had we stopped the song, it would have been a tragedy. But the fact that we managed to peel you out of there and
just
finish the song, it was the highlight of the entire night.
I know.
So today, these are 10 songs the rock bands play live the most. We've made it to number one. Who's our number one artist?
AC/DC. That's the tough one.
It's got to be You Shook Me.
Maybe, yeah, but man. But keep in mind,
You Shook Me is 1980. I mean, that band had been playing shows forever.
So you got a whole lot of world. You got all the stuff that Bon Scott sang.
Dirty Deeds.
You got to go
maybe.
Way back.
I don't know. Ted? Hell's Bells?
Whole lot of Rosie?
You know what?
I'm going to say a whole
Hell's
lot of Rosie.
Hell's Bells?
All right.
I'm still going with You Shook Me.
Hell's Bells on the same album.
Number one. She's got the
jack. Get out of here.
I would not have guessed this in a million years.
She worked for a tow truck company.
Yeah,
AAA. Exactly. Shot in Australia.
She's just a bartender, guys.
Or she shows Jack, up at 2 a.m. In a clutch move with a bunch of jumbo jacks.
Or Jack is a nickname for some kind of venereal disease.
Ryan Cassidy, thank you so much. That. We appreciate it. There you go on Sit and Spin, 10 songs that rock bands play live the most.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Are listening to The Men's Room. Thank you, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, historians have found the worst year to be alive.
The worst year in human history.
In human history, the worst year to be alive. Give me a ballpark answer.
I'm guessing, like, when was the plague? Like the 1300s?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Miles, any guesses?
The worst year to be alive.
Yeah, man.
I mean, this hasn't been great, but I got, or last year wasn't great, but I got to think there's some years worse.
Sure.
I'll say 1750.
1750, 10, any guesses?
We talked about it, but yeah, you got to go farther back, brother.
Okay.
The year is 536.
Why specifically 536?
So, right, we did a little research. The first I said, it has to be something in the Dark Ages. Right, so Dark Ages is like what, 500 to about 1,000,
something like that.
Summer runner, yeah.
So where I'm not positive what made it so bad. I mean, I just in general, like people didn't read or what, right?
You know what it was? But I mean, I got to think like, all right, that's a terrible time to be alive. But the flip side of it is, we'd been alive. So what significant event happened that made that particular year worse, say, than 427? Because things still sucked in general.
I guess
then, right?
Spotty broadband.
Yes. Couldn't get Wi-Fi.
There's no Roman Empire or nothing
to
yet.
Be honest with you, I think Ted kind of hit it, is that the Dark Ages were from 500 to 1,000, right?
Yeah.
So you're just settling into like, no, these are the ages. This isn't just a really kind of rough patch that we're going through. Right. We are going through a bad time right now.
Right. We're done with all this stuff.
That's right. Like, imagine 2020, only it's 2040. Like, we're not having a good time right now.
Right, exactly. 5 years into it, you'd be like, you got to be kidding me.
Right. We still doing this. There's a sign at a McDonald's going viral because it reads, quote, "We're short-staffed. Please be patient. No one wants to work anymore."
Okay.
There's a woman in the UK that has a rare condition in which she only has one breast.
Yes.
Like, born with one?
She's born with one.
Right.
Is it centered?
No.
Oh.
It is on the left.
That would be cool. It would be really hard to buy a bra.
Or you two for
not
one.
Now.
I mean, you can always put in something on the other side. I guess, you know, like people who've had vasectomies and stuff. But I mean, if it's just right in the middle,
damn, like, Ted, I can trust you for the hard-hitting questions, man. Like, is it centered?
Like, oh yeah, like Cyclops. You know what I mean? Like, just
because I'm in.
Yeah,
he's on it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm in.
There's a man that's been live streaming himself locked into a room for 100 days for the sake of art, and says that he'll do it for 5 years if someone pays him $5 million. Luck.
Come on.
Is he in a house or one room? You're not working.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Well done. According to a new survey, 83% of parents think schools should spend some time teaching important life skills to go along with all the standard academic stuff.
Well, sure.
And lucky for you, I actually have the 10 life skills that we wish that we'd learned in school. So let me ask you guys. What life skills do you wish that you had learned in school?
Like budgeting, stuff like that.
Budgeting. Yeah. Miles, what are you thinking?
We had it. I should have paid more attention in typing class.
God, yes.
In retrospect, I just didn't put a lot of effort.
I'm looking at a job where I sit in front of a typewriter. That was your attitude. Like, I'm not built for that.
Right.
Because the people that did it were kind of dexterous. And if you were working with a typewriter, you're someone who had incredible attention to detail, whether it's a secretary or journalist.
Correct.
Not built for that. And then computers came.
I could say, even computers, it shouldn't have been like the. It was.
But we did not have anything remotely like.
That's for scientists, man.
Yeah, I mean, there were computers, but they were 18 feet tall.
There was no spell check. So the whole principle for me was just like, you know what I mean? If I can't erase it.
Yeah, because I'm saying,
like, it's going to take forever.
Right, this is crazy.
Ted, what do you think? Life skills that we should have learned in school. You wish you had learned in school.
Yeah, like, I think finance is probably a good one.
Yeah,
maybe some sex ed.
All right, here we go. These are the life skills that we wish we'd learned in school. Number 10, how to create a resume. I was forced to do that.
Yeah, I remember learning how to do that.
And even then, no matter what, I was taught how to make a resume in school.
But it's also a constantly evolving process.
And
as
to
far
this
as
day,
the format, how you do it.
To this day, if I'm making a resume, I have to look up how to make a resume because I remember that there was so much on it, and I'm still thinking that they're going to grade my resume when I turn it in. It just needs all your information on it.
Yeah, but now you can change the font of things. You can change the layout
of
things. You can do a lot of different stuff.
Exactly. Number 9, how to buy a house.
Yeah.
If you want to just kind of walk you through the process of what you need to go through.
Here's what you need to know. It's a lot of paperwork. The process sucks. You might get divorced a few times. And then when you finally settle on a house and you have your loan and you sit down and they say, man, we're just going to sign a few papers and then you get your keys. That part takes 4 hours.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just know that exciting moment is very anticlimactic.
And I can tell you this right now. Whatever you have gotten pre-approved for with whatever loan agency that you're going through, drop it by $50,000 and then go out and look for houses at that price range.
And also know that when you buy a house, whoever your mortgage company is, they will be bought by 17 other mortgage companies in 3 weeks. Dude, I mean, I will get my mail and I'm like, who the F is this from? Because it looks official.
Sure.
Oh, that's the new mortgage company. I'm like, I thought the new mortgage company was so-and-so. It's like, they were for
this
4 weeks.
This is the new one.
Oh, dude, it's ridiculous.
Life skills we wish we'd learned in school. Number 8, how to start a business.
Okay.
That's fair. I don't know how to get that thing started.
So especially now with the internet, it, in a sense, would be easier to teach.
Sure.
Right? Because pre-internet, like if you do a business, it's probably brick and mortar, right?
Yep.
So you're going to save, you have to rent the space. But now with the internet, depending on what it is you're doing, you know, you can actually teach these skills to people. Like my kids are learning coding, which didn't even exist when I was in school, but it would have been a great thing to know.
Number 7, how to cook basic meals.
Yes.
I could be the professor of that class.
Well, didn't they have home ec?
Yeah.
I mean, we had home ec.
Learned how to make breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I think there was 1 year where home economics was actually a thing, and then I think it went away.
And yeah, it's pretty much gone now, I believe.
It was weird, man.
We're just old.
You walk into a room, and there were seriously like 5 faux kitchens.
Oh, they had
like
the burners and everything.
You know what I mean? You go in there and you learn how to do different stuff.
Exactly. Here's chicken and rice.
We make cookies.
Here's macaroni and cheese.
Fried eggs. They made you wait for like 2 weeks before you went to the hot stuff.
Oh, you stepped up, you know, gradually.
Here's how to cut.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Number 6, how to be confident. How to be confident.
It depends on what you're doing.
Cocaine and whiskey, dummy.
Isn't that kind of like saying how to laugh? I mean, you either are or you're not.
Well, it's like putting on roller skates. Like, you go...
Right.
I don't
have at it.
Doesn't really mean I'm confident at it.
That's a tough one too, because you look at like musicians or athletes who are obviously confident in their field,
right?
But watch them try to do an interview; it terrifies them,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In your you have confidence when you step out of it, but I don't know how you would teach that. Like, keep doing it till you get used to
it. Trust that nobody's going to bite your head off. Good work.
Or trust that they will and decide you don't care.
Right. Exactly. Life skills that we wish that we had learned in school. Number 5, how taxes work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do they work?
Even then, I don't know that I'd understand.
I don't either. That's what I was going to say.
Well, I think maybe explain it. Like, what are you asking? Are you asking how you are taxed?
Right.
Or how taxes work? Because how taxes work, it would take 400 years to explain that.
No, it doesn't.
How do
you get taxed? You can't understand it.
Right.
Yeah. It's like legal speak.
Exactly.
And that's the thing about lawyers, right? So they'll read this thing, and doctors too. There's all these Latin. Now, doctors, I get because that's the name of things, but with lawyers, they'll look at a contract, right? And this contract can be 47 pages long, and they read through. Well, in a nutshell, show up at work on time. Why don't they just write that?
Because. Here's the gist of taxes. We want money for this kind of a thing. We're going to allocate a small percentage of funds toward that thing, and we're going to pocket the rest.
Right.
Life skills we wish we had learned in school. Number 4, how to take care of your mental health. Amen to that.
It'd probably be
the same class with trying to be confident.
Right. Exactly. Take a second, breathe, find something that just makes the mind rest for a little while.
Or kids, because this is my school now. What I've done, this is Shaman Ablaba. and he has what's called peyote. Now, listen, you're going to go on a little trip, and you're going to make an animal buddy. And that animal buddy is going to help you discover things about yourself. Now, it might be uncomfortable for the 18 hours that you're losing your mind, but at the end of those 18 hours, kids,
you will be okay.
You will find some... Yeah. Bam, one class, you got to sign up. Got your parents' permission, smoke.
Number three, how to invest. The thing is that my dad tried to teach me the stock market several times when I was a kid. To this day, I still don't fully understand it. There are so many different things and avenues that you can take and invest in this and puts and other
things. I think there's a few basic things that you can kind of
buy and sell.
No, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, most of the successful investors buy and hold because if you're patient. You know, eventually everything's going to go up. Most because that's the way the market works.
A lot of successful investors go onto Reddit and buy GameStop.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested in something and you learn about it, whatever it is, company or whatever, I mean, you're going to be better off than most people.
Mm-hmm. Life skills that we wish that we had learned in school. Number two, how to budget and organize your finances.
Sure. They all kind of go hand in hand.
And shockingly, this is the number one life skill that we wish that we had learned in school. We've been dancing all around it. How to save money.
How to save money.
Don't spend it.
People want to be better with money and have better mental health.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know what? Just teach how to save money and all the rest of that.
I agree. You're taking care of a lot of problems.
Yeah, that's right. A woman in Pennsylvania got back to her home to find a strange man passed out on her couch, but he's got a good excuse.
What was that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, we made it to drinking time.